This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
You know, doctors and pediatricians are even calling right now for an emergency situation for the childhood obesity epidemic. You know how passionate I am about this topic, and the AAP just issued new recommendations on preventing obesity in children and hopefully stopping it before it begins. And we did that in a previous segment with Dr. Corey Cross, but now we're going to talk about what if it gets to the point with your children where your doctor has told you that the BMI is too high. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She's been with us a lot. We love her here at Radio MD. So Dr. Cross, first tell us what's BMI, and when you pediatricians take this for our children, what numbers are we looking for?
So basically, a BMI is your body mass index. And what it does is it takes into account your age, your gender, your height, and then your weight. And it lets you know if your weight is appropriate for your body size. It, you know, you'll have people saying that the BMI isn't completely accurate because, you know, some people have more muscle than fat, but it really does give us a pretty good idea of whether or not someone is overweight. And so what we do is we plot it on one of those charts that you see us use for other growth charts when you come into the office, and we see what percentile that the child is, and we really start to worry. Obviously, so we have all these percentiles labeled, and so we have one percentile that equates with being obese, one percentile that equates with being overweight, and so we start to worry as children sort of approach that 85th percentile, and we say, okay, you know, now for your height and your gender and your exact age to the month, you are heavier than 85 of the other 100 kids if we lined everybody up, or you're heavier than 99 of the other 100 kids if we line them all up. So then you really get a sense of, okay, if there were 100 kids that are my child's age and this exact height, this child is overweight. And you can get a sense of that. Because in reality, with so many children being overweight, one in three being overweight or obese, if you go and you look at your child's class, your child might actually seem like they could be normal when in fact the whole class is just overweight.
That's the important thing that you're pointing out right there, Dr. Cross, is also that, and I've noticed this, and I noticed it when I was buying a lot of children's clothes, that they run bigger now. They just do. You used to, my daughter, who's got like her waistline and her little tiny tush is the size of my ankle. And so finding underwear with the waistline to fit her was impossible, mm-hmm. absolutely impossible. And so clothes are running bigger. So as you say, you might notice in the class that your kid doesn't look that out of place, but that's because the whole class is a little bit chubby like that. What do we, you know, are you doctors, are you pediatricians afraid to tell a parent, hey, your child's BMI is too high, you need to work on this now? Are you getting feedback or backlash from parents?
So it's always an uncomfortable conversation. In this country, weight is kind of a taboo topic to talk about. And so pediatricians, we have these long relationships with families and with children. And of course, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because we know that we need to have a good working relationship with you for really the rest of your, you know, adolescent life. And we want to make sure that relationship is something where we feel that we can talk to you and you can talk to us. What pediatricians have to do is get over the fact that this is something that's not the fun topic to talk about and just say, we take a BMI at every visit, and your pediatrician should be doing a BMI at every visit. And if they're not, you should be asking for it, because people come in because their kid has a cold or a little bit of a runny nose. That makes parents worried. But they don't come in when their child is 10 or 15 or 20 pounds overweight. And in reality, in the long term, being overweight is going to hurt you a lot more than that fever or the cold. You have to make sure that you're discussing this with your pediatrician. If you have a pediatrician that maybe is a little shy of discussing it, bring it up to them. If you start seeing that dark circling around your child's neck or under their arms, that can signal that they're having some trouble, you know, with their glucose and with their insulin. You want to be the person that is advocating for your child and saying, you know what, let's get on top of this. Let's talk about this now before it's an issue. I don't want to find out that my child has, you know, heart disease at a young age. I don't want to find out that they have high blood pressure or high cholesterol. I want to deal with this now. And so parents need to be a little bit proactive. Pediatricians should be doing what they need to do, but parents need to know what that is and be proactive and make sure that they're seeing what their child's BMI is every time, so that if it's creeping up, they know that too.
Absolutely. Now, if it's creeping up, and as a pediatrician, and you know that my expertise in nutrition and exercise physiology, I know what I would be saying to them. But what do you say to them? And how do you work with parents, you know, to get their children? Because weight loss is so hard for a child. And to even use the terms lose weight can start a self-esteem issue that lasts for a very long time. Kids are mean. It's really hard for a child to lose weight. I mean, you wouldn't think it would be. Just get out and play and they run around and they can lose weight. But it's a mental thing for them too. So how do you help them to lose weight? What do you want parents to know about getting their children's weight actually down?
So what parents can do is really pay attention to portion size. I think this starts at a very young age. We have a lot of parents who come in who always say, my children don't eat anything. And then you plot them and they're in like the 75th percentile for weight. You're like, well, they're eating something. And I think that part of the problem is that parents expect their children to eat a lot more than what's the appropriate portion size for a child. So they start them on this sort of circle that is, they give them more food. They can't eat the food. They push them to take a couple more bites. The next time they can eat a little bit more food. And all of a sudden they're eating portions that are way too big for them. And that continues throughout their adult life. So what I would say is listen to your children. If they say that they're not hungry, don't make them take those extra two bites. If they are hungry later, sure, they can come back and eat their vegetables. They're not going to get a snack. But don't force them to finish their plate and start to put less food on their plate, because if they want seconds, they can always have seconds. What I would also say is don't leave the food when you're plating dinner, when you're plating lunch. Don't leave the heavy foods, the rices and the pastas and the meat in the center of the table for everybody to take more, because you instinctively just take more when you're done. Leave the vegetables in the center. You want to have some more broccoli, great, but plate the rest of the food over by the stove and then bring those plates there. The AAP also recommends using smaller plates so that you're not really filling the plate more than you need to, so maybe using your salad-sized plate. I always think it's a great idea to write down. If you're really trying to maintain or pay attention to what you're doing or even lose weight, writing down what you're eating is a great way to, at the end of the day, say, oh, I kind of slipped there. Maybe next time I won't. You can go back over it, and you know that you're responsible to yourself for writing it down and reading it over. The other thing that I think is very important is we call it approximation, where you try to get close to your goal, but you don't go straight for the goal. Right? So you might say, maybe your goal is to bring your BMI down, but maybe the way to do it is to say, every day I am going to walk for 20 minutes. And then you write that down every day you do it. Great. You give yourself a mental star and you say, okay, so I've accomplished that goal. That goal will lead to your overall goal of losing your BMI. Or maybe your goal is to not have those sugary sweetened beverages. So to cut it down from having, you know, three a day to having one a day, or maybe making that one a day diet soda. So that you're sort of approximating to where you want to get there. And those goals are easier to achieve, because if you're looking to lose, you know, a certain percentage of BMI or a certain number of pounds, that can take a long time and it can be discouraging.
Absolutely. And it's a very tough thing. So parents, look to these AAP recommendations on preventing obesity in your children before it starts. And if you need to see your own doctor for advice because you're an obese adult, you certainly don't want to pass that on and all the comorbidities that go with it to your children. Role modeling is one of the most important things you can do as a parent. So be sure and get out and play with your kids. Get out and walk with your kids. Make healthy meals and eat dinner with your kids. Sit down with them and discuss your day and their day. And, you know, if you're going to have family foods to pass around, that's salads and really good, healthy things. So this has been great advice. Thanks so much for listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.